Welcome to your GCSE English Literature Revision Podcast. I'm your study guide tutor, and today we're diving deep into one of the most haunting and thought-provoking novels on the modern literature syllabus, Never Let Me Go by Kazuo Ishiguro. Whether your exam is next week or next month, this episode is going to give you everything you need: the key themes, the characters, the writer's methods, and crucially, the exam techniques that will help you earn those top marks. So settle in, grab your revision notes, and let's get started. Never Let Me Go, published in 2005, is set in a slightly altered version of late 20th century England. The narrator, Kathy H., is a carer, someone who looks after organ donors, and she's looking back on her life from a position of quiet, unsettling acceptance. The donors she cares for are clones, human beings created specifically to donate their organs until they die, a process the novel calls completion. Kathy herself will eventually become a donor, too. Now, here's the first thing you need to understand for your exam. This is not really a science fiction novel. Yes, there are clones and organ donations, but Ishiguro uses this dystopian premise as a lens to explore universal human experiences: mortality, identity, love, and what it means to live a meaningful life. Examiners will credit you enormously if you show that you understand this metaphorical dimension. The novel is structured in three parts. Part one is set at Hailsham, the boarding school where Kathy, Tommy, and Ruth grow up. Part two moves to the cottages, a farm where the young people live as young adults. Part three follows them as carers and donors in the wider world. This structure, from childhood innocence to adult reality, mirrors the gradual revelation of the clone's fate, and it's something Ishiguro uses very deliberately. Let's talk about the narrative voice, because this is absolutely central to the novel and will come up in your exam. Kathy narrates in the first person, looking back on events from the past. She uses phrases like, "I don't know how it was at other schools," and "I can only tell you what I remember." This is what we call an unreliable narrator, not because Kathy is dishonest, but because memory is selective, subjective, and shaped by emotion. Ishiguro uses this technique brilliantly. Kathy often withholds information, circling around painful truths before finally revealing them. This technique is called deferred revelation, and it creates a sense of dread and inevitability throughout the novel. As a reader, you sense that something terrible is coming long before it's stated outright. Examiners will reward you for identifying this technique and explaining its effect on the reader. Another key technique is understatement. Kathy describes devastating events: Tommy's death, the loss of her tape, the discovery that deferrals are a myth, in a calm, almost matter-of-fact tone. This restraint is deeply unsettling. It suggests that the clones have been so thoroughly conditioned to accept their fate that they cannot even articulate their own grief. When you write about Ishiguro's methods, always ask, why is the tone so controlled? What does that restraint tell us about the character's psychological state? Now let's work through the major themes. The first theme is identity. The clones at Hailsham are encouraged to create art and poetry, and their work is collected by a mysterious figure called Madame. The children believe this is because their artwork proves they have souls, that they are fully human. But the truth is more complex. Miss Emily later reveals that Hailsham was a liberal experiment, an attempt to prove that clones deserved humane treatment. The art was evidence of their inner lives, but it was also a form of institutional control. Key quote, "We were told we were special." This word "special" is deeply ironic. The clones are special in the sense of being set apart, but also in the sense of being exploited. The second theme is mortality. Every character in the novel is moving toward death, but the clones face it with a passivity that disturbs the reader. Tommy's final donation and completion, Ruth's earlier death, and Kathy's acceptance of her own fate all raise the question, is this acceptance a form of dignity? Or has the system broken something essential in them? The third theme is memory and the past. Kathy's narration is saturated with nostalgia. She returns again and again to the lost tape, a cassette of the song Never Let Me Go that she danced to as a child and later lost. When she finds a replacement, it's a moment of intense emotional significance. The tape represents the possibility of holding on to something precious in a world that is constantly taking things away. Key quote, "It was like someone had reached in and taken hold of something inside me." The fourth theme is conformity and social conditioning. The clones never rebel. They accept their fate with a passivity that is both heartbreaking and, for Ishiguro, deeply meaningful. He is asking us, how much of our own acceptance of social norms is similarly conditioned? Are we so different from Kathy and Tommy? This is where the novel transcends its dystopian premise and becomes a meditation on the human condition.
Right, let's talk exam technique. This is where marks are won and lost.
The most common mistake candidates make is retelling the plot. If you spend a paragraph summarizing what happens, you are earning almost no marks. Examiners want analysis, not summary. Every sentence you write should be answering the question, how does Ishiguro create meaning here? What technique is he using, and what is its effect? The second common mistake is what examiners call feature spotting. This is when you identify a technique, say a metaphor, but don't explain why it's there or what it does. Saying Ishiguro uses a metaphor earns you nothing, but explaining the effect of that metaphor in relation to the theme and the reader's response, that is, analysis, that earns marks. The third mistake is treating context as a separate paragraph. Examiners want you to weave context into your analysis throughout your response, showing how it illuminates specific moments in the text. Always embed your quotations. Short, embedded quotes are far more effective than long block quotations. Time for a quick-fire quiz. I'll ask 5 questions. Try to answer each one before I give you the answer. Question 1. What is the name of the boarding school where Kathy, Tommy, and Ruth grow up? The answer is Hailsham. Question 2. What is the term used in the novel for when a donor dies after giving their organs? The answer is completion. Question 3. Who collects the children's artwork, and what is the real reason for this? The answer is Madame. And the real reason is to demonstrate to the outside world that the clones have inner lives and souls. Question 4. What literary technique describes Kathy's habit of withholding information and revealing it gradually? The answer is deferred revelation. Question 5. Name one key quote that relates to the theme of identity. One strong answer is, we were told we were special, which highlights the ironic use of language to both elevate and exploit the clones. Let's bring it all together. Never Let Me Go is a novel about what it means to be human in a world that denies your humanity. Ishiguro uses the dystopian premise of cloning not to write science fiction, but to hold a mirror up to universal experiences of mortality, love, memory, and conformity. Kathy's unreliable, understated narration draws us into a world of quiet devastation, where the most terrible truths are spoken in the calmest of voices. For your exam, remember these 5 key principles. First, always analyze methods. Ask how and why, not just what. Second, embed your quotations and keep them short. Third, integrate context naturally into your analysis. Fourth, show that you understand the metaphorical dimension of the novel. The clones represent all of us. And fifth, maintain a clear argument throughout your response, returning to the question in every paragraph. You've got this. Keep revising, keep practicing those essay plans, and remember, the examiner wants to reward you. Give them the analysis, the methods, and the context, and those top marks are absolutely within reach. Thank you for listening. Good luck in your exam.